Well, for years, it's been pointed out by critics of these programs that they fail to meet their stated objectives, and that's true. They completely fail to meet their stated objectives, and that's recognized on all sides. So what do you decide when it fails to, when a program fails to meet the stated objectives? The methods are criminal prosecution at home and mass murder abroad. Well, what you do is you intensify the same efforts and you avoid the methods that you know to work. Well, assuming everybody isn't totally insane, there's another conclusion to be drawn from this, and that is that they are meeting their objectives, not their stated objectives, but the real objectives. They're meeting them, and therefore you continue with them, and you don't carry out programs that would meet the stated objectives. What are the objectives? Well, to make sure that social change of the wrong kind doesn't take place in countries like Colombia, and to get rid of the superfluous population in the United States. The United States is also being subjected to neoliberal structural adjustment programs. That's, in Colombia, it leads to a class of people called disposable. In the United States, it leads to superfluous people, people who aren't making a significant contribution to wealth production and really aren't needed in what's called the new economy, so you toss them in jail. We're a civilized country, so instead of killing them, you toss them into jail. The jail population is shooting out of sight. In the last 20 years, it's become way beyond any industrial country. Any other industrial country has nothing whatsoever to do with crime. In fact, most of the people by now are what are called victimless crimes, possession, things like that. So domestic, in the foreign domains, it's clear what the consequences are. Domestically, it's basically a war directed against minorities and the poor, and it gets rid of them. And it has a secondary effect of terrifying everybody else. A lot of people are suffering from the neoliberal programs. So although small sectors of the population have gained from the rather tepid economic growth of the last 20 years, most of them are left out. And they got to be controlled too, and the best way to control people is by fear. That's every dictator, everyone else knows that. If you can frighten people, they're not going to cause too much problems. And the drug war is perfect for that. It makes people frightened, willing to accept authority and power, gets rid of people who are in your way, and provides a cover for the kinds of actions abroad that have been carried out for years under one or another pretext, but always the same. I think that's the framework in which it makes sense to think about and come to understand the Colombia plan.